Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Jim Robb joins us today talking beef exports in just a moment.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
It's the Pollard Farms 19th Annual Female Production Sale at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. It's Saturday, September 17th at noon. Pollard Farms will be offering 122 registered Angus lots, including donor dams, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, spring pairs, bred heifers, and more. Every female being sold has genomically enhanced EPD information, so you can know with confidence what genetics you're buying. For more information and to view the sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center. They work with land grants around the country. And one of the things that he follows closely, exports. U.S. red meat exports posted solid results in the latest reporting month. That was July, with volumes for U.S. beef trending higher than a year ago, according to the statistics that were released by USDA and the numbers crunched by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Jim Robb says it's encouraging to see that particular number go a little stronger, even though the value numbers are continuing to lag a year ago.
When we look at the monthly data for July that came out this past week, the imports of beef were down. Australia was down 35% year over year, and overall imports were down 7%. And as you mentioned, our beef exports in aggregate were up 8% year over year for the month of July, with strong performance in terms of exports to Japan, Mexico, and South Korea. We look at a little broader context at the trade situation. Finally, the chicken exports started to pick up. We've struggled with a year ago at this time. We had many countries close to U.S. product or slow down their purchases because of avian influenza in this country. We're starting to see that finally tip the other way. Plus, Brazil is struggling a little bit on the poultry export side because their feedstuff costs have gone up so dramatically with their short crop. And even pork exports were up 2% year over year. So the good news is we're clearly on track, especially in the beef sector, to have a year over year increase that's pretty significant in the tonnage of beef we're going to export in 2016 compared to the 2015 levels. We're right on track to achieve those goals. And that, again, is a positive from a big picture demand perspective for our product that we produce in this country.
The comparisons of 2016 back to the first part of 2015 have been tough. Export value is one way to measure that. The value per head for fed slaughter, $263 in July, down 5% from a year ago. It's an on average of $251.82 for the January through July period, and that's off 13% compared to 1 year ago. Jim Robb says the comparisons are starting to turn, though. The comps are easier for the rest of this year.
We think that's the perspective. Now, this really is driven by, you know, the world economic environment is sort of improving, and the U.S. and a couple other countries are well positioned to export to the countries that want to buy beef. We think we're through the most difficult year, at least in the near term, which was 2015, in terms of beef export tonnage. Exchange rates are actually helping us a little bit now, growing incomes, and our product prices in the U.S., it's not a demand shifter, but we ought to be able to sell more overseas at these lower prices and help use that as a buffer to, you know, dramatic further price declines in the meat marketplace.
LMIC's Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.